This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The well-paid strategists who are hired to advise Republican candidates consistently urge the GOP to focus on fiscal issues and not talk about social issues. They say that running on conservative views, such as traditional marriage and the right to life, scares away voters. But as the long fight over daycare shows, support for values such as the nuclear family simply cannot be separated from limited government and lower spending. I tell about some of these daycare battles in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? In the 1970s, feminists began demanding government universal daycare programs that would cover every social and economic group. The liberals wanted daycare to lure women out of their homes and into the workforce. The feminists got Congress to pass the Comprehensive Child Development Bill, but it was famously vetoed by President Richard Nixon, and the feminists are still crying about that veto. Although Nixon expanded government in many ways, in this instance, his daycare veto message perfectly expressed how social and fiscal conservatism are connected. He noted that good public policy should enhance parental authority and parental involvement with children, but government daycare would just add a new army of bureaucrats. The feminists tried again, of course. Daycare was one of their hot-button issues throughout the 1970s. In 1989, legislation called the ABC Bill would have given the government responsibility for raising children. In the 1990s, Hillary Clinton tried to advance the cause once again with a big White House conference. President Obama is now constantly promoting what he calls universal pre-K. Providing government-run daycare for all would add billions to the government's budget. Those who call for the GOP to ignore social issues are clearly also betraying fiscal conservatism.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case. And for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 29th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. Michael, are you still with me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Farron.
I wanted to hold you over because, one, I want to make sure you have time to give out some contact information, but I want you to listen to this clip, Mike. It is only about 40 seconds. It's from the speech that Obama gave on immigration last week. And, you know, a lot of times people say you should play more games, Farron, and you should do more humorous stuff. Well, in this clip, everyone can see how many laughable lies they can count on their own. Here we go. Here comes 40 seconds of the immigration speech.
When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. Today, we have more agents and technology deployed to secure our southern border than at any time in our history. And over the past 6 years, illegal border crossings have been cut by more than half. Although this summer, there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children being apprehended at our border, the number of such children is now actually lower than it's been in nearly 2 years. Overall, the number of people trying to cross our border illegally is at its lowest level since the 1970s. Those are the facts.
Now, how about that? How about that? And no media, this Michael, was my point from the beginning. No media took any of those points to task.
You know, Farron, you know, the closed captions on the, when you're watching a video, like on TV, they show closed caption, like for the hearing impaired. I'm wondering when they showed that footage, if they hadn't closed captioned some guy shoveling bullcrap.
I mean, he actually said
just shoveling it by the wheelbarrows, you know, as Obama was giving us that BS line.
Illegal immigration at the lowest level since the 1970s. And remember, we've just been watching the death train. We've been watching them bus them all across the country. We've been watching all these school systems that say they're overwhelmed. And here, the puppet himself gets up there. And, I mean, I watched this when it happened, and I had to wait a few days to find the clip to put it on the website. Now, you can watch all this. It's on the website, thealternativemedia.com. But, I mean, this is what we're up against. Bold-faced lies told by the president, laughable if you're at all keeping up with anything. And then the mainstream media, no one. You know, where's the Pawn Hannity and all these? Where are they taking this to task? They don't. And so the American people, I guess, asleep at the wheel, believe it. So this had some resemblance of truth to it.
It is incredible how they can come in front of the camera, give us those bold-faced lies, and think, you know, I guess they think we are all really that stupid. Yeah, we don't see all the illegals floating around here. No, we don't see that. it's all an aberration.
And he actually
incredible.
Said
it really is.
He actually said illegal border crossings have been cut by half. That's what he said. And, you know, it just, I sat and watched that, whatever night that was. It was a Tuesday or Wednesday night, I believe. And I sat and watched that, and I thought, you know, this is on top of everything that people have seen. And even the mainstream media was saying there was a spike in people coming over because of the expecting amnesty. They were all, the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. The Border Patrol is being told to turn a blind eye. And he's saying he's got the strictest Border Patrol that's been since the 1970s. And like you said, and that's a great point, all you got to do is go to one of your big box stores, and you can just sit there and wonder if you're in America or Mexico City. It's just, it's about that simple.
Yes, sir, it is. And also, it's amazing how they call it, you know, our broken border immigration laws. What do you mean? Who broke it? Well, our government broke it by betraying the American people, by betraying the people of Arizona and Texas and New Mexico, not shutting down those borders, California, not shutting down those borders and having total restrictions on who comes across. They broke it. My God, it's incredible the audacity these dirtbags have. They are so lucky. I'm not president. I would have them all in prison for a life, or even better, hanging from a tree limb with a Star-Spangled Banner blasting behind her eardrum, because it is outrageous what they do to us and what they tell us at the same time. Truly, fork-tongued devils, as the old Native Americans would say.
And, you know, it is, well, it's this, anyone that didn't see the speech, watch it. It's a minute and 26 seconds to 2 minutes and 10 seconds is all I played. I played 40 seconds, 44 seconds, actually. And then you can just judge for yourself. We got about 4 minutes before the break, Michael, and I wanted to make sure that you had time to give out your contact information.
Well, you know, Farron, thank you. With that 4 minutes, I'd love to play this little clip from the movie International, and it's covering banking scandals and what they're all about. Okay, so they're hot on the trail of the banking scandal, and here's what here's how it unfolds, and this is what everybody needs to hear.
It's about control.
Control the flow of weapons. Control the conflict.
No. No, no. The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of the conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt. You control everything. You find this upsetting, yes. But this is the very essence of the banking industry. To make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
What are you trying to do here, Ella?
I'm doing my job.
Do you have any idea got me into?
We're just trying to get to the truth.
I get it. But what you need to remember is that there's what people want to hear, there's what people want to believe, there's everything else, then there's the truth.
And since when is that okay? I can't even believe you're saying this to me. The truth means responsibility, Arnie.
Exactly, which is why everyone dreads it.
There you have the situation we're all in.
That sums it up very well, Michael.
Yes, sir, Farron. And if anybody would like to contact me, you can reach me at 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Farron, I want to thank you again for inviting me on, sir. I always enjoy it very much. You keep up the great work. God bless you, your family, your loved ones, and God bless the RBN audience. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to continue with the news, and I helped Michael over a little longer. I wanted to get his take. I mean, the videos that I played are posted on the website, alternativemedia.com. Check them out for yourself. And also, I'd like to make mention, there is a music event that goes on, I believe it's in Denmark. I've got a clip of it on my website. It's been going on for about 10 years now. I was unaware of this. Shocking. It's not radio friendly. It's not about music. So you're not going to be listening to music that you don't like, but you might want to give that video a view, because I was not aware of this, and this is going on in European countries. It's like a 10-hour music event. I could waste time explaining it to you. You just have to watch it to believe it, but it is an eye-opener. You know, we've talked before at length about where do these terrorist organizations get their money? Can't they track the money? Who's funding them? The logistics, the creation and manufacturing of the weapons. It would be a vast amount of money. After the break, New York Daily News shed some light on this past week. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Yet the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I wanted to get started with a little bit of news this segment. While Obama's vacation plans have included not the slightest hint that he will plans to hold military action against ISIS, he can move more strongly against barbarians by working to dry up their funding. Now, this is a New York Daily News story, and unfortunately, the first paragraph there, part of it, didn't print off, but kidnapping for ransom has become a primary source of income for Islamic State terrorists. They snatch Westerners and then hold them for ransom usually from European governments, paying them off under the table. Now, when you think about someone holding someone for ransom, what kind of numbers would we be bouncing around here? You know, I've wondered this for years now. You know, haven't you always heard the old adage, follow the money? Austria, France, Greece, Italy, and Switzerland have all paid huge ransoms. In doing so, they encourage more kidnappings, establish an ever-rising price per hostage for organized terrorists. In 2012, now I did not know this. This, maybe everyone out there knows this but me, but I did not know this. In 2012, the Treasury Undersecretary, David Cohen, said the payments had turned kidnapping for ransom into our most significant terrorist financing threat today. He estimated terror groups had then, in 2012, then collected over $120 million in ransom. How about that? Now, you know, I know I'm a little bit jaded. But isn't the best way to keep an enemy going is to fund them? Isn't the best way to keep them financially viable is to give them the money? I mean, they're over there cutting off people's heads and you're giving them money under the table? I mean, just what this story says. Last year alone, Al-Qaeda brought in $66 million through kidnapping. According to the New York Daily News, and according to our Treasury Undersecretary, David Cohen, in 2012, I did not know this. This was news to me. When I read this article, I was like, oh, really? Some of them outsourced to criminal groups for a cut of the steak, they say. With business booming, Al-Qaeda affiliate tried to move up from snatching into protection, with a plan for extorting millions of euros a year from a company in exchange for a promise not to target its interests in Africa. All of this according to Treasury Undersecretary David Cohen. Now it says correctly, American and Britain have not fed the brutal business, which may be why a few of our citizens have been taken, but those in the hands of Al-Qaeda or ISIS are in grave danger. David Rode, who was held by Al-Qaeda while reporting for the New York Times, wrote this week that America and Europe's diverging responses have damaged all parties. They mean American hostages who can't be redeemed for money are instead killed, and that European ones keep getting snatched since they pay off. Obama speaks vaguely of forming an international coalition to attack ISIS. Whatever his intentions on that front may prove to be, he must unite the civilized in honoring a tough but necessary principle, no payments to terrorists. So I had to share that article because I had wondered what the deal was. And of course, like I've said before, you know, when we have been in Afghanistan since 2001, we spend more on our military than the next nine countries combined. And they would have us believe that we can't whip a group like this in, what, 13 years? It is a protracted war. It's all by design. What you see is what they want to have happen. And that covers everything. It's just like the clip that Michael was playing about banking. It covers everything. The reason we rank the way we do in education is that's what they want. The reason we're $17 trillion past bankrupt with $200 trillion of unfunded liabilities is that's what they want. It's not that they're that stupid. I know a lot of people think that. No, I've thought it before, too. Sure, some of them look that way. They act that way. That's a given. But it's all by design. They're taking us where they want us to go. And this ridiculous absurdity that they're paying these terrorist groups $66 million and $120 million, obviously, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that you're throwing gasoline on a fire. You are keeping it alive. You are producing the effect that you want. And that is exactly what's happening over there. They can pay all the lip service they want to securing America, fighting terrorism, and blah, blah, blah. I've heard it now for what, 14 years. But the bottom line is, when you read articles like that, you realize that all is not as it seems or is portrayed by our media. Excuse me, I got chucked up there just for a second. I wanted to get this article in. RT.com actually done the best reporting if you wanted to see what was going on in Ferguson. By far, I mean, no wonder CNN, MSNBC is dying on the vine. Hopefully, people out there are putting together the fact, the difference between real news and complete bogus propaganda. Maybe that's why their ratings are like they are. I think there is a larger segment of the population that are turning over to Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, support Republic Broadcasting. Donate and support Republic Broadcasting to keep broadcasts like this on the air. This past week, Russian top brass stressed their concern over the creation of terrorist organizations for serving the specific needs of certain states. You see, the American people may not be seeing through some of this, but other countries are. A classic example is the Taliban movement in Afghanistan, created to combat the Soviet Union, but which ended as the Al-Qaeda terrorist network that bit back hard at the United States. Russia is always ready to cooperate in fighting terrorism and to coordinate activities to defeat the new challenges presented by the Islamic State terrorists, Russia's deputy defense minister said, pointing out that Moscow has never stopped supplying legitimate governments with weapons and military hardware to ease their fighting against religious extremists, initially created to eliminate President Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Now ISIS has become a terror threat for the whole Middle East region, said. Another global threat to world security and stability is the so-called global trend in color revolutions, he said, comparing the ongoing protest in Hong Kong and the maiden protest in the Ukraine, which ended in chaos, mass murder, economic downturn, split of the country, and eventually a civil war. The deputy defense minister blamed the U.S. for pushing Ukraine to the abyss in an international conflict which has already killed thousands, though the support of a unconstitutional power takeover. U.S. interference in the internal affairs of countries around the world has brought neither peace nor democracy, he said. America's double standard experiments in supporting terrorists are provoking further destabilization. That's exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it by design. Think of it. Over the last decade, the U.S. initiated two-thirds of all military conflicts worldwide. Call to memory how it all turned out in Yugoslavia, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, Russia's deputy defense minister said, addressing colleagues from the southern and southeast Asian states in Colombo, Sri Lanka. And, you know, think about what this has cost, the not only in money, but in lives of our American youth, fighting these wars all through, being the world policeman and spending these trillions of dollars in these wars, bankrupting our country. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I wanted to wrap up this RT.com story right quick. Using social and economic difficulties, various ethnical and religious conflicts, and under the pretext of spreading democracy, Western political spin masters add populist slogans to the fire of public discontent, provoking mass disturbances, he said. As a result, a lawful government is taken down, chaos, abuse of power, and lawlessness spread. People die, and in some cases, a regime favorable to the West is brought into power. Of course, terrorists feel comfortable in these conditions. Antonov called on the U.S. authorities to give up the double standard in the implementation of counter-terrorist measures and stop dividing terrorist groups into the good ones and the bad ones. Now, he said a mouthful. No matter what slogans terrorists use, they should remain outlaws, he said, speaking about the current disastrous situations in Syria and Iraq as a vivid example of consequences of such ineffectual experiments. I wanted to pass that one on to everyone, and I wanted to send out just a little bit of a shout out today. Sometimes I lose faith in humanity as a whole. I really do. I watch the news. I see the crime. I talk to people, and I rarely see that spark anymore in people's eyes where they're just defeated. they just feel defeated, and they're not willing to really even try to affect any change. And sometimes I feel that way myself, so I'm not casting stones. But there's a gentleman in this community. I'm not going to embarrass him by saying his name. He's probably listening. So I will just say his initials, and they are J.S. And he has restored, as much as it can be, as jaded as I am, my feeling that there is still out there great human beings that put others first and are self-sacrificing. Actually, this person, I was with them yesterday, and he don't know this, but I reached out several times just to touch his shoulder, because I actually wondered, perhaps my hand maybe would just go inside like a vapor. Because if it came out that this gentleman was not really a person, but an angel, I would not have any problem believing that. None whatsoever. And in the course of a lifetime, it is rare. It is rare to come in contact with this kind of person that would make you say the things that I just said. In my lifetime, it has been darn rare that I've ever met anyone like this. And I know that probably to people listening is just like the most vague thing that I could ever say, but it just needed to be said. Sometimes it's like that, you know. Hey, this is coming in from the Washington Times. How about this? It never ends. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me. Under the president's new amnesty, businesses will have a $3,000 per employee incentive to hire illegal immigrants over native-born workers because of, guess what, a quirk. Oh, yeah, in Obamacare. President Obama's temporary amnesty, which lasts 3 years, declares up to 5 million illegal immigrants to be lawfully in the country and eligible for work permits, but it still deems them ineligible for public benefits, such as buying insurance on Obamacare's health exchanges. But under the Affordable Care Act, that means businesses who hire them won't have to pay a penalty for not providing them health coverage, making them $3,000 more attractive than a similar native-born worker whom the business, by law, would have to cover. I just had to share that because it never ceases to amaze me how all this works. It's always the native-born, played by the rules, been here, paid the taxes. No matter whether you're white or black or Spanish or whatever, you're the native born here playing by the rules that takes it in the teeth time and time and time and time and time and time again. I wanted to share that with you. Another shocking statistic. In this country, where it does not have to be this way, if we wasn't sold out by the two-party, one-party system, the Republicans and the Democrats, it should be a travesty to even be in government and allow something like this in this country to be taking place when we all know it does not have to be this way. CNS News, this past week, nearly one in five U.S. households will celebrate their Thanksgiving on food stamp this year. According to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on participation in the Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program. Back in the year 2000, there was 106,061,000 households in the United States on the SNAP program, and according to USDA report published in November 2012, there was a monthly average of 7,335,000 households, or a 6.9% increase since 2000, getting food stamps. Now, you know that the food stamp rolls have just boomed under Barack Obama. And that's 20% of the population, one out of five, 20% of the population having to be on. Now, I know there's a lot of waste and fraud and I'm sure that that's rampant in the system. But, I mean, just given the fact that we've seen this massive increase in a country this size with all the resources and the abilities that we should have and could have, But we don't, because of the leaderless leaders that we have in this country. And you know, I know I said it last week, but it looks like they're priming us up through the boob tube to get ready for some more Bushes and Clintons to lead this country. If it does, which it's fine with me, whatever. It'll just be another laughing stock president controlled by the elite, selling out the population because they never get tired of the back and forth ping pong of the political system. This was an excellent article, economiccollapseblog.com. Did we just witness the last great Black Friday celebration of American materialism? Americans are going to spend more than $600 billion this Christmas season. And on Friday, we got to see our fellow citizens fight each other like rabid animals over foreign-made flat-screen televisions and Barbie dolls. As disgusting as that behavior is, there may soon come a time when we will all fondly remember these days. Most Americans are completely unaware of what is currently happening in the financial world, but right now there are deeply troubling signs that we could be on the verge of another major global financial collapse. In the next great economic downturn, if it does strike in 2015, that could mean that we just have witnessed the last great Black Friday celebration of American materialism. Stock prices are approximately double the value that they should be. Margin debt is hovering near all-time record highs. And the too-big-to-fail banks are being far more reckless than they were just prior to the last major stock market implosion. Many of the exact same patterns that we witnessed back in 2007 and 8 are repeating right now. This includes a horrifying crash in the price of oil. Anyone with half a brain should be able to see the slow-motion financial train wreck that is unfolding right before our eyes. Every year it has been tradition to write an article about the many riots that erupt in retail stores all around the country on Black Friday. This year, things were a bit calmer because so many stores opened up on Thanksgiving itself, but there was still plenty of chaos. You can see women viciously fighting one another over discounted lingerie and underwear if you go to the website. But instead of launching into another diatribe about how we are committing national economic fraud by buying hundreds of billions of dollars of foreign-made goods with money that we do not have, I want to focus more on what is coming next. You see, I believe that in the not-too-distant future, many of us will be wishing for those days when the debt-fueled U.S. economy was healthy enough for people to be wrestling with one another on the floor over good deals in our retail establishments. The next great financial crash, which many have been anticipating now for years, is rapidly approaching. So many of the same things that happened last time are happening again. This includes a crash in the price of oil. In the months prior to the last stock market collapse, the price of oil began plummeting dramatically in the summer of 2008. This was an early warning signal that something was deeply amiss in the financial world. We'll wrap this article up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm back on the alternative media fair and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Running down this article, and, you know, I really like the Economic Collapse blog. He posts so many statistics that just prove the point. Now, many people assume that a lower price for oil is good for the economy, but the exact opposite is actually true. The oil industry has become absolutely critical to the U.S. and Canadian economies. And in recent years, the shale oil boom has been one of the only bright spots for the United States. If the shale oil industry starts to fail because of lower prices, a lot of boom areas all over the nation are going to go bust really quickly, and a lot of the financial institutions that are backing these projects are going to feel an immense amount of pain. Unfortunately for us, the shale oil revolution simply does not work at $80 a barrel, and it certainly does not work at $70 a barrel. And as this article was written, U.S. crude is sitting at about $66 a barrel due to OPEC's recent decision to not cut output. This is the lowest price for U.S. crude since September 2009. So just like we saw during the summer of 2008, crude oil prices are collapsing once again. The chart below, and you can look at this on my website, comes from the Federal Reserve, but it's a few days out of date. Now the price of crude is down to about $66. You have to imagine the price actually going below the bottom of this chart. Needless to say, the price collapse is having a huge impact on the stock market of oil companies. The following information is about what happened in the markets on Friday. yesterday from Business Insider. Here come some of the biggest losers on Friday. BP down 5%. Royal Dutch Shell down 6%. Total down 5%. Exxon down 5%. ConocoPhillips down 9%. Marathon Oil down 13%. Andarco down 14%. Linn Energy down 13%. Whiting Petroleum down 28%. Oasis Petroleum down 32%. That's not the whole list, but this could just be the beginning of oil prices starting to decline. The most powerful oil official in Russia believes that prices of oil could fall below $60 a barrel next year. Russia's most powerful oil official, Igor Sechin, said in an interview with an Australian newspaper that oil prices could fall below $60 by mid-May of next year. Sechin, chief executive of Rosneft, Russia's largest oil producer, also said U.S. production would fall after 2025 and that an oil maker council should be created to monitor prices. The same day, OPEC cartel met in Vienna and left its output targets unchanged. We expect that a fall in the price to $60 and below is possible, but only during the first half, or rather by the end of the first half of next year. This comes at a time when there are already a whole host of signs that the global economy is slowing down. 3 of the 10 largest economies on the planet have already slipped into recession, and the economic nightmare over in Europe just continues to get worse. In fact, we just learned that the unemployment rate in Italy has shot above 13% for the first time ever in recorded history. In addition to, it's important to remember that the real economy in the United States is in far worse shape than it was just prior to the last financial crash. Just keep in mind these numbers. In the United States today, the number of payday lending locations is greater than the number of McDonald's and the number of Starbucks. One recent survey found that about 22% of all Americans had to turn to church food pantries for assistance. This year, almost one out of every 5 households celebrated Thanksgiving on food stamps. The rate of government dependence in America is at an all-time high, and approximately 60% of U.S. households get more in transfer payments from the government than they pay in taxes. According to a report that was just released by the National Center for Family Homelessness, the number of homeless children in the United States has soared to an all-time record high of 2.5 million. Unbelievable. If you think things are bad now, what are they going to look like after the next financial crash? And without a doubt, the next crash is coming. Hopefully, we have at least a couple more months of relative stability, but many experts are now urgently warning that time is running out. By this time next year, Black Friday may look a whole lot different than it does today. And you can go to the RSS feed on the economic collapse part of my website on the alternativemedia.com if you'd like to read the whole thing in its entirety. But you know, I think everyone, a lot of people that listen to this broadcast, that keep up with the news, you know, we got a lot of people that call in that make a lot of sense. And you know, I've got a clip I'm going to play at the top of next hour, and then we'll take phone calls. The phone call segment is the reason I started doing this broadcast, and it used to be my favorite. It used to be, and a lot of the phone calls are. But, you know, it amazes me, with all the news and information that I try to cover in 2 hours, what people sometimes want to call and say. Let's stick to the topic. Make good points. Keep them brief. Don't try to take up the whole segment so that I can get other phone calls on and not have so many people waiting. Be respectful. And, you know, it's not many broadcasts like this try to spend a whole hour doing that. I think it's important to let people's opinions be heard. Let's be respectful and make it work. You know, 3-4 minutes is enough. Let everybody get on. We usually have way more phone calls than we can take. I want to thank Dale out there supporting the broadcast. And if you can, go to the website, thealternativemedia.com, donate, help keep the broadcast on the air. I was talking to a gentleman this past week, and he wanted to know why I wasn't on last week, and I told him I had to work. There's a couple of Saturdays every year I have to work and have to be away. And he said, I thought the broadcast was your work. And I went, well, it is my work, but it's not really how I make my living. I donate this to hopefully make people aware of news and information that they maybe don't hear other places. And I tell everyone, you know, don't believe what I say. Look into it for yourself. Unless you get that urge, that knowing, that real desire to educate yourself, and you've got the tools via the internet, great websites like republicbroadcasting.org, you've got the tools to educate yourself on these matters, whether no matter what it be, Zionism, whether it be the Federal Reserve, Bohemian Grove, I mean, a whole litany, you can educate, but educate yourself on these matters and draw your own opinions and spread the news. Some of the stories I'm not going to get time to get into. One story that I thought was really interesting, industrial pollution turning Canadian lakes into jelly. I thought they were much more, I thought they were more into environmentalism there than we are here in America, but apparently, according to this article, there are some real problems going on in the Canadian lakes. And, you know, something we haven't talked about recently, but Fukushima, the radiation in the oceans, that disaster is still ongoing. And we didn't talk to Michael about it today, but sometimes we talk about the effect of the nutritionless food, what people are eating in this country, how it is. That is why we see cancer rates like they are. Man, with what we see coming on the horizon, everyone, listen to this broadcast. Get out of debt if you can. Learn to be self-sufficient. I have had a real education in the last 6 months. I've got the greatest wife in the world. I'd like to make mention of that. Of how to do with less. You know, I can do with a whole heck of a lot less. And I guess I needed to be shown that. And, well, by grannies, I'm dealing with it, and it's not so bad. And so I think that it was just something that needed to happen for me. So I'm sharing that with you. Learn to garden. Learn to be self-sufficient. And, you know, all the information, I didn't know a lot about gardening. I've had a real education on that in the last couple of years, too. The information's out there if you want to educate yourself. Something else, CNS News ran an article, Ponzi Scheme Treasury issues $1 trillion in new debt in the next in the past 8 weeks to pay old debt. Now, top of the hour break's coming. We may get into that article next hour if we don't have a lot of phone calls. But you can go ahead and start calling in, 1-800-313-9443. I've got one clip I'm going to play. It's a little bit lengthy, then we'll take phone calls. But just this Ponzi scheme that we put up with. Put everything else on the shelf, but just the Federal Reserve banking system, this Ponzi scheme, this cash that we deal with, this fiat backed by nothing. It is ridiculous that we just put up with that absurdity, just that one. And of course, we've not been able to affect any change on there. Ron Paul tried to audit the Fed, had to vote against it when it actually come up because they had attached much stuff to it because our government system is that hopelessly broken. But I mean, just that in itself. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, educate yourself on it. We're coming on top of the hour break. Going to play a clip. Then we got Art Off the Grid taking your phone calls. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.